Would you turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 10th chapter? In this 10th chapter, if you go to the 27th verse, God speaking through Isaiah, "And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." This message was given to the Israelites concerning their enemies, the Assyrians. Through God's anointing, the Assyrian army and the yoke was to be broken. And that same promise that the Lord gave to the Israelites is good for us to break every bondage in our lives today. What is a yoke? In the simplest definition, it's a device for joining together a pair of animals, especially oxen. It's a symbol of slavery, something that binds together. It's meaning to join or couple, to harness, a yoke. And I want to look at it in a spiritual sense. What is your yoke? What is my yoke? Something someone said to you, maybe a long time ago, you've carried with you. Something someone did in a distant past. A personal failure that the devil reminds you of from time to time. A spiritual hindrance. Something that hinders you from stepping out in faith. Fear. Something that causes you to just coil back. That yoke. What is it that holds us back? What is it? What is the bondage that we fight? You know, the enemy's schemes are to try and get us encumbered with the things of this life, the things of everyday existence, and they become yokes. When we were born with the yoke of sin. We may not have realized it, but we were born with the yoke of sin. And that sin nature was transferred to us because of the initial parents' failure and their sin. And that was transferred to every human born in sin. And it took the power of God, the anointing, to deliver us from that bondage. I remember as a kid, I was 15 years old, and I started attending the prayer meetings in 1961. We started having prayer meetings. The pastor, Brother Alini, felt a call to have prayer meetings, and we began to gather and pray. And I was very timid the first time I'd been to a prayer meeting, first time I'd prayed out loud. And it was with a group, you know, we were all gathered together. And I remember praying for the Holy Ghost and asking the Lord to help me. And I was very timid. And as time went on, the Holy Spirit began to work in me. But I remember one night especially, when I was praying. And a brother who's gone on to be with the Lord now a long time came by me. And the Lord took him over in speaking in tongues. And he came alongside of me. And I was kneeling there on that little chair. And he put his arm around me and he began to pray over me in tongues. And I felt something. I felt a presence that I had never felt before. A power of God, something that was so sweet, something that was so loving. I can't put it in words what it felt like, but it was something that happened to me, and I began to weep and cry, and it was a weeping of joy, like something, I felt something had been lifted off of my shoulders, something had been taken off of me, praise God, a weight, I didn't even know what it was, but it felt like something had been lifted off. And I didn't know at the time, I didn't understand the Word of God in depth, but I received the remission of sins, that's what was happening. Now everybody's different. Not everybody receives it and feels it like that. It doesn't mean it's wrong or right. It's just everybody's different. But I began to weep and cry and felt that load of sin being lifted. The song we sing, the load of sin was more than I could bear. He took it all away. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Calvary. Thank you, Lord, for Pentecost. Praise God. It is the anointing power of God, praise the Lord, that delivers us from this bondage, praise God. And it wasn't but a few weeks later, the Lord baptized me, filled me with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. And I say, thank you, Lord, we're born with that yoke of sin. And the enemy would try to encumber us again with that load of sin. He would encumber us with things in life that come against us. Disappointments, discouragements, relationships, our own sinful ways sometimes, our own failures. The sister testified, I fail the Lord many times. We all have that testimony. We all fail the Lord many times, amen? But he still comes after us. And here we find God's people. He speaks through the mouth of Isaiah. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. God has always been in the delivering process, always been a yoke destroyer. When the people were in bondage in Egypt, he saw the burden, the yoke that was upon them, and he delivered them. We know the story. Oh, praise God. There were many times in the Word of God that he came and delivered. He delivered from the yoke of that bondage, praise God. And that's what the enemy that tries to do to keep us subdued, to try and rob and kill and destroy. It's a subtle thing that comes upon us. Have you ever been attacked after you've testified? You've gotten up and praised the Lord, and all of a sudden the enemy comes right there with, oh, remember what you did last week? Remember how you behaved? Remember what you said? And now you're praising God. Who do you think you are? There's always that accusation from the enemy of trying to put us in bondage of, well, you know, stop and think. And before you get up, sometimes the enemy says, are you worthy? Where's that thought coming from? Is God telling you if you're worthy? No, God wants you to testify. He wants you to praise him, praise God. Where's the thought coming from? It's coming from the enemy of our soul. A bondage to hold you back. What holds you back from coming to church? You know you should be here. But what holds you back? Well, I'm busy. I got things and I got this and I got that. Is it bondage? If it's keeping you from serving God, if it's keeping you from the blessings, it's not just the attendance in church that's important. Why is the attendance important? Because that's where you hear the Word of God. It's where you feel the presence of God. It's where the power of God moves across the congregation. It's where God inspires and God encourages. He wants to bless you. Why do we come to church to put in time? Well, we put in our 3 hours this week. No, it's to bless God and to be blessed by him, praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
He moves upon our hearts. A testimony will happen and someone will be encouraged and say, that was meant for me. A word will come out from the pulpit and it's that word was for me. A song will be sung under the anointing and it will bring you joy and happiness. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. When Elijah was in that condition where he was being fed by the ravens alongside the brook, one day the ravens, the birds stopped and the brook dried up. And God came to him and said, you got to go to Zarephath. And there was a famine in the land. And he says, there, I prepared a widow that's going to sustain you in this time. And when he got there to this widow and she said, I only have a small amount of meal in the barrel, just enough for me and my son. And I'm going to make a cake and we're going to die. That's how sad, how discouraged she was. And God, through the mouth of Elijah, said, the meal will sustain in the barrel. It will supply you until the Lord sends rain, until the crops come, praise God. And it happened as he said. He broke that bondage. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. Elijah, in his travels, a woman came to him with a couple of sons. Her husband died and she was destitute. They were going to take her sons and sell them into slavery because of her debt. And she came to Elisha and said, I need help. And he told her, grab all the barrels you can find. Go to your neighbors. Can you imagine what they thought of her? They knew her condition. What is she doing gathering barrels? What is she doing? Why is she doing that? And she gathered the barrels in faith, according to the word of the man of God. And the Lord, she had a little pot of oil, and the Lord sustained that pot of oil until all the barrels were filled. And he said, go and sell it and pay your debt. And the Lord delivered him. A poverty situation. Can God deliver us financially and from poverty? Yes, he can. Can he help us? Yes, he can. Can he deliver us spiritually and physically? Yes, he can. Praise God. God loves his people. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, someone saying, well, Brother Ron, you know, you weren't healed. You lost your arm. You had a malignant tumor. It's been 49 years. But you weren't healed. You lost your arm. But God delivered me from the bondage of that trauma and the bondage of that experience. I could have gotten discouraged, despondent. I could have gotten suicidal. I was reading about a pastor, a different denomination, several years ago that lost his arm in an accident. He got so despondent, he committed suicide. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Whatever that yoke is, whatever that problem is, whatever is holding you back, the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. Amen. Oh Lord, help us. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit power. The presence of God that comes and brings us deliverance. Oh, praise the Lord. That's where deliverance comes from. Praise God. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us this morning as we look to you. Praise God. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The presence of God. Jesus was anointed to bring deliverance, to bring the gospel message. We find also in the epistle of John, he says, but you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. An unction, what is that? That's the anointing. That's the Holy Spirit, the same word charisma, where we get the word charismatic. In the 27th verse, he says, "But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him." It's the anointing that breaks that yoke of bondage. You see, many people are lost, don't understand, have not had an experience with Jesus Christ. Now, they've heard about him, they know him, may have even gone to church, but have not had an experience. But the anointing, praise God, the unction of the Holy Spirit. He's the truth teller. He is the exposer of truth. He brings truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, praise God. It's the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit that helps us in these times, praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. The Lord loves his people. Even when they disappoint him, even when they make mistakes, we see throughout the Word of God, the history of Israel, the Israelites and the people of God, they had ups and downs, but God never forsake them. I love that account in Numbers where that backslidden prophet, well, the king of Moab, Balak, went to this backslidden prophet and said, "I want you to put a curse on these people, these Israelites, these people of God. I'm afraid of them. I want you to put a curse on them." And we know the story, the donkey talked and everything else that took place. I don't want to take time. But when it came time to pronounce the curse. Now, Israel had its ups and downs. Israel wasn't perfect before the Lord, obviously. They had their faults and failures. But listen, what God put, just as he put a word in the donkey's mouth, he put a word in Balaam's mouth. And he said, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it." Oh, praise God. We are blessed. We are blessed. In spite of our failures, our faults, our shortcomings, our weaknesses, God says, I'm going to bless this people. And if we turn to him and surrender to him, praise God, and we follow, we dedicate and consecrate ourselves. Lord, let your anointing lead and guide me. Let your power deliver me from the powers of sin. Because the battle is in the mind today. It's not a physical battle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and evil spirits and wickedness in high places. We wrestle, that's our battle. The enemy knows all the tricks, and he knows the things that seduce us, and he knows the things that depress us and discourage us. He knows the hurts way back in your past, and he wants to deliver you from those, praise God. He wants to make you victorious. He wants to draw you closer. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. Praise God. He warns us not to be entangled with the yoke of bondage. In Galatians, we read, Paul writes to them, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." In this case, he was talking about they wanted to bring some of the Jewish worship back into the church, into the services, and Paul was warning them, no, well, that's past. That's past. We're under the gospel message now. But the enemy tries to draw us back into sin, draw us back into the old habits, draw us back in the life that we left, praise God, that the old nature is not dead. The old nature is still there, and we have to fight it continuously, and we have to keep it under. And how do we do that? Through the anointing, through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, help us. Help us. Praise God. He talks about being not unequally yoked, and Paul writes to Corinthians, unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? Be careful of your relations and your relationships. Be careful of those things. No, we're not trying to isolate ourselves and be you know, stuck up or be distant from. We have to live in this world. But be careful of your relationships. Don't be entangled. Don't be entangled with those things. And it can happen so subtly. And we need to depend on the anointing of the Holy Spirit, God's power, to reveal to us the truth teller, the one who points us to Christ, the one who informed us, the one who talks to us, the one who helps us. Oh, praise God. And the yoke shall be taken off thy neck and shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Oh Lord, thank you for power, power, power through the anointed one, Jesus. The anointing came from the anointed one, Jesus Christ. We sing there is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise God, there is power in the name of Jesus. Lord, break every bondage. Break every yoke that holds us back. Maybe God wants you to step out. Maybe God wants you to take a stand for him. And, well, what's going to happen to my marriage? What's going to happen to my wife or my husband? Or what's going to happen with my family? How are they going to react to all this? That's the enemy putting doubt and fear in your mind. We have a promise from the word of God. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. The Holy Spirit knows how to do everything perfectly. He knows how to work, praise God. He knows how to prepare the hearts. And if we listen and we follow him and we pray and consecrate ourselves, the Lord will lead us and guide us in these things so that he will show us, praise God, what to do. Step out in faith. Ask the Lord to help you. Praise God. I'm going to close right here. Brother, sister, would you come forward? I think of Paul and Silas in that Philippian jail. And they were in stocks. Their bondage was physical, real. And they'd been beaten for the name of Jesus. But they defied those chains, as the song says. And they prayed. And Jesus Christ, the power of God, came into that prison and broke that bondage. The doors were open, the stocks fell off. Jesus breaks every fetter. You have fetters this morning. You have things holding you back. Think about it. Are you where God wants you to be in your spiritual walk? Is God speaking to you? Have you heard the voice of the Holy Spirit saying, come on, you got to draw a little closer. I'm encouraging. I'm calling you. Come on. It's time to get really serious. It's time to be prayed up. It's time to do the business that God wants us to do. There are many out there that need the power of God, that need salvation, that have no idea. We have family members. And don't be placated. Well, they're going to church. What does that mean, they're going to church? Are they going to a Holy Ghost church? Are they going to a church where they preach the truth in its purity and in totality? Are they going to that kind of church? And I'm not trying to be judgmental of churches, but are they hearing the true word of God? Don't say, well, they're okay. Are they? Are they? Lord, we want the truth. Amen. This is not the only church. I'm not saying that. There's other churches that are preaching the truth. But go to a place where you're hearing the true word of God. And the power of God preached in its purity. Praise God. You have a responsibility, and I have a responsibility to proclaim the name of Jesus, to be a witness, a testimony, to hold out the banner of Christ, to say, come on, brother, come on, sister, there's more important things in this life. Do our activities hold us back? Do our involvements and entanglements hold us back? I love the promise in the Word of God, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Oh Lord, break every bondage in our lives this morning. Break everything that holds us back from serving you in spirit and in truth. Let our hearts be united in love. May the Lord bless you this morning. May His name be praised.